Passionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera. Visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. Very familiar scripture. The word of God says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and also its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." While you are still standing, let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass will wither, flowers will fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this house. Bless our gathering for your name's sake. Use me to be a channel of blessing to your people. Lord, I pray for the anointing. I pray, oh God, that your people will be blessed. I pray for healing in the house. Those who are home watching right now, we come against sicknesses and disease. By your stripes we're healed. Thank you for blessing our community. We pray for all these precious candidates running for office. We know except you, God, build the house, everyone that labors, labors in vain. Lord, I pray that you will lead them and guide them and bless them. In the precious name of Jesus. Have your way in our midst today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled, "The Master Key to a World of Breakthrough." The Master Key to a world of breakthrough. As pastor of this church, I am given many keys. There's a key for me to enter the building. There's another key for me to enter the other building. There's a key for me to enter my office. There are keys for various rooms, various functions. But there's one key that opened it all. That's the master key. In the world of the spirits, there is also a master key. And you're going to need this master key in your life journey. Years ago, I discovered this key. I cannot take you where I've never been. And that is why I speak with boldness when it comes to this key. I don't mind telling you my testimony. Many of you know it. I came from a very poor country, you know. I came from a very small village. I was born in poverty. And when I got here, I was homeless in the city of Riverside, California. Had nothing. I was sleeping in the church and going to school. We don't have fancy chairs like we do here. We have benches. one of those benches was my bed. My brothers, my sisters, I struggled. It was rough. I didn't know my purpose in life. I was just struggling, trying to figure things out on my own. Eventually, I hit rock bottom, you know. I was working so hard, Mama, trying to make it on my own, like many of you are doing right now. But one day I discovered a secret that I called the master key. And it changes everything in my life. I believe with all my heart, if you will grab hold of this master key also, your life will never be the same again. What is that master key? I just read it to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then God guarantee every other things will be added unto you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesus speaking. So that's not a preacher running his mouth. That's not a suggestion by some prophets. This is the man with the plan, the Son of God, who was there from the beginning. He knew what's happening. And he said to you and me in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, if you seek his righteousness, all this other stuff will be added unto you. Now, let me give you a quick background that caused him to say that. If you know anything about Jesus Christ, you will know when he was here, he not only teach the word, he preached the word, he healed the people, and he performed many miracles. This statement is from one of his sermons. Just like from time to time, you all will quote what I said on social media, and you say hashtag, and you put my name there. This is what Jesus said in one of his sermons. By the way, look who is in the audience when he was preaching. He was talking to his disciples, but not just his disciples. He had a big crowd. The Bible called them multitude. Some of them were farmers. Some of them were fishermen. Some of them were laborers. Some of them were craftsmen. Many of them were women. Back then, women had very little economic influence. For the most part, they had to rely on their spouse. I'm giving you a picture of who is in the house that Jesus was talking to. Among them were widows, women whose spouse had gone on home. And I believe with all my heart what Jesus said is for any man, any woman. It's for you and me. Anyone who would dare to believe the word of God. To premise his statement, look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. He told them in his sermon, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. In other words, don't worry about a lot of this basic stuff. Then he said in the same sermon, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, he said, if God can clothe the lilies of the valley, if God can take care of the birds, he said, think about it. Will God not take care of you? You miss a good place to shout. Put yourself in my shoe. I was struggling when I discovered this. He said, look at the birds. He said, look at the flowers, the lilies. They don't struggle. They have no social security benefit. And yet God took care of them. He said, how much more? You and me who are children of God. A light came on. And since that day, my life has never been the same. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sisters, receive the word of God this morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. By the way, the question must be asked, what does it mean to seek? I'm glad you asked. Many of you have girlfriend, don't you? Many, don't look at your neighbor now. I might call you out. Many of you have spouse. Why you just don't bump into that person? You seek her. Amen. You seek your husband. I know you ladies will say, nah. Ladies will not tell you if she really like you. No, you will tell. You have a way of communicating. Everybody's seeking what they want. Amen. Amen. Elizabeth is not in my life by chance. I'm trying to help somebody. Make sure you understand what it means to seek. In fact, to be honest with you, Pastor Matt, even at home, I have 5 children, you know. So I will come home, and these bambinos, they didn't move my remote control. When I come home, I'll be seeking. I don't care who wants to talk to me, I seek out that remote control. Because once I have it, I get to decide what everybody else is going to watch. Back then, we had only one TV, you know, black and white, 13 inch. Now there's TV in every room. That's why I have an attitude now, you know. I'm a blessed man. But I got to find that control. I seek it. The same way we seek what we want in life, you can seek the things of God. The problem with many of us, we have not been seeking God. For the most part, we go after God when it's convenient. Amen. To seek something, you cannot be passive about it. Brothers, that girl you're looking at, there are other men looking at her too. So you got to be intentional. I'm teaching you how to date now. You got to be passionate about what you want. Ask yourself this question. Are you passionate in the things of God? And notice what he said. Don't just seek God. Seek him first. Amen. That means God cannot be secondary. Many of you come to church when you feel like it. And then you wonder why you stay sick. You wonder why you're struggling. Because God is not a priority in your life. Amen. Seek him first. In other words, he ought to be the top of your list. Many of you will go to the ball game before you come to God. Many of you only come to God when you are in crisis. Some people will come only when they are hatched, when they are marched, and when they are dispatched. But the Bible said, seek God first. Priority number one. He told you how to seek him. Two things. Seek his kingdom. Secondly, seek his righteousness. You ought to grade yourself right now. I'm telling you, the reason why we struggle needlessly in so many areas of our life, God is not our priority. Seek his kingdom. Seek his righteousness. Do you understand righteousness? Things like humility. Things like justice. Things like holiness. Things like peace in the community. You'd be amazed how many of us are living a very messy life. Righteousness is not a priority. Even when there's problem in the community, I'm amazed the names that are associated with it. Ask yourself, can you live free that your name is not a part of any mess? There are many preachers in this town. You will never find my name. I don't need to join any clique. Amen. You do you, I do me. I know who I am. I know whose I am. Seek his righteousness. Seek his kingdom. His kingdom means God's rule. His kingdom means God's service. God's ministry. We have over 3,000 members. Look around. Where are these people? Yes, some of them will come to the next service. I get that. But many of them are gone fishing. Many of them will literally send me a text. Rev, I'll see you next Sunday. God's service, God's kingdom, God's ministry must be a priority in your life. As I'm talking to you now, you'll be amazed how many people are not in the building while you enjoying all this fanciness. They're in the background working. As I'm talking to you, somebody's communicating with those who are online. He don't get to stay here. He's working. As I'm talking to you, there are 46 cameras on this campus. Somebody got to be watching that. He's locked up in one room for your protection. There are people running sound engineers. While you and me are sitting comfortably, smelling good, looking good, they're working their butts off. Can I say butts off? We already said it anyway. There are people working in the video room, media room, punching buttons, running equipment, You want to know why this church is standing even when we went through COVID? Because we are technologically advanced. We could reach the entire world right from a little town called Pineville. But somebody got to do this work. As I'm talking to you now, there are people working in the nursery with little kids. They don't get to stay here. As I'm talking to you now, the children's church, there's another church going on. I'm talking about seeking the kingdom of God. Ask yourself the question, what are you doing to enhance the kingdom of God? Many of you, you just come Sunday after Sunday and you seat, ooh, Lord help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ask yourself, what am I doing to advance, thank you, ma'am, to advance the kingdom of God? And why is that important? Because if you seek the kingdom of God, all this other stuff that people are dying, cutting each other's throat, God said, I will add it unto you. There are benefits for seeking the kingdom of God. I've never met any man or woman who are actively engaged in the kingdom ministry that gets stuck in the elevator of life. If you take care of God's business, God will take care of yours. It's a simple thing. The day I discovered this, my life has never been the same. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that we church folks, we think that God will just do it. And we'll pray and pray, but you can pray until your tongue fall out. This microphone will not work unless somebody is running the equipment. We talk about miracles, but the way miracle works, God wants to do supernatural things, but it's going to be his super on our natural. You see how this thing works? If you don't do the natural part, don't expect God to do the super. Are you all still here? We have church during the week. We need small groups in the church, in the home, wherever they are meeting. We cannot find teachers. You know what is missing? Somebody don't get it. And when you ask them, well, you know the world, you can teach. Why are you not helping us? Pastor, I was working. I was at night shift. I was on weekend shift. They come up, you are seeking your own personal interests. But the Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all this other stuff will be added. God is my witness. I don't beg nobody for nothing. They will come and say, we need you to do this. We'll pay you for this. Are you listening to me? Your priority ought to be the kingdom of God. Jesus fed the 5,000 people. Am I right in the book? But guess what? Somebody had to bring 5 loaves and 2 fish. The natural part. I just talked to you about building a $4 million edifice just for children. We envision something like Chuck E. Cheese, David and Buzz were whatever. We want to remove these young people from the street. We want to remove them from the jail. Give them a place that they can be proud of. So they won't have to go across the track to see something beautiful. So they won't have to stay on the street, wandering the street at night. Not one in the black community. But somebody had to keep that place open. Somebody had to work it. You got to have people working. You got to have security. All those game wishes. Somebody got to monitor it. Kingdom business. I can have all the vision. I can cast the vision. But if we don't have people seeking the kingdom of God, the vision is going nowhere. You cannot lead if nobody is following you. But if you learn to put God first, all this other stuff will be added unto you. One day, Jesus turned water to wine. Am I still in the book? But somebody had to fill all those pots with water. God's super will be on our natural. We need men and women in our community to rise up to make a difference. In the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, one time a woman of God got in debt. Her husband died. The creditors came. And she sought God. The prophet came and said, we can work a miracle. And the Bible says at the end of the day, God filled the jars with oil. A lot of oil, enough to pay all of our debt and live for the rest of our life. But none of that will happen unless she had gone to gather the jars. The prophet said, there's a natural part that you have to do. You have to go and gather all the pots, and then we're going to fill it with oil. Supposing she only got one. That's right, Pastor. We're going to run out. So take pleasure in seeking the kingdom of God. The Lord was trying to teach me something. I was asking God one day, I said, why is this project taking forever? I don't want to be a church where we're talking about, so we're going to build a new church, and 20 years later, you're still. I don't have that patience. I said, Lord, and then he helped me to understand that the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land would have taken only 7 to 11 days. Why did it take 40 years? Because somebody didn't get the memo. They're not seeking the kingdom of God. The Lord reminded me, Noah was instructed to build the ark. Guess how long it took the Negro? More than 100 years to build the ark. You know why it takes that long? God can cause the ark to be built in a week. But God has to first prepare Israel before they get to the promised land. God has to prepare Noah before the ark is completed. And God has to teach me, I'm working on you, the visionary. It's not the people. I want to get you ready. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes people natural had to be attended to. My brothers, my sister, if we do our part, God will do his part. And it's stupid for you not to do your part. Because look at the benefits. Look at the benefits. One day God raised Lazarus from the dead. But somebody had to roll the stone away. You see how this thing works? We got to seek his kingdom. What is the message? We must do our part. That is why James chapter 2 verse 17 says, faith without work is dead. We probably have one of the baddest choir in the community. But the choir stand is not full. Maybe you're here, you know how to sing. Why are you not in the choir stand? Amen. We need teachers. This church has capacity to grow thousands of people. But our church can only grow to the extent of its workers. If you don't have the people to work, the church will be stagnated. Where are the teachers? Where are the people to work in the nursery? In a few days, we're going to start Vacation Bible School. You were talking to me the other day. She called. Pastor Fidelia called the lady over, Pastor Irene, over Vacation Bible School. Said, what can I do to help? The lady said, you got sent. I have so much need. How can we be having Vacation Bible School? The whole community is trying to come, but we don't have people to teach the kids. And we don't have people to drive the bus. How many black churches in the whole parish have the kind of blessing you have in this church? Most black churches will have maybe one church van or two church vans. We got a fleet. We got luxury bus. But of what good? The other day the deacons were meeting with me. We got $500,000 worth of bus. Nobody to drive it. Somebody needs to preach the gospel. I don't come to town. I got a day job. I'm a professional like you. I'm a certified lawyer to practice, not just in Louisiana, in Texas, in Arkansas, in Oklahoma. I got a job to live on. But the Lord sent me here to wake up this community and push us to our destiny so that you can see the power of God being demonstrated. And I hear the Lord say, who shall I send? Who will go for me? And God is looking for somebody that will say, here am I. The songwriter put it this way. If I can help somebody as I travel, then you know your living is not in vain. We've got more associate pastor here than any black church in this parish. But what are you doing? Besides just being a reverend. Reverend who? How are we going to have preachers that don't preach? How are we going to have deacons that don't deek? How are we going to have trusted that cannot be trusted? The devil is alive. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Am I still in the book? Seek his righteousness. All this other stuff will be added unto you. You know what the problem is? As I try to wind up, I'll tell you what the problem is. In America today, the word servanthood is no longer popular. Everybody wants to lead. Everybody wants to be number one. You got a people to sing, everybody wants to sing solo. Now think about it. If everybody is leading, who is going to follow? Everybody cannot be president of the city council. Are you still here this morning? And even the children are picking up that selfish spirit also. You can't get them to clean. You can't get them to wash dishes. You can't even get them to clean their own. I got in the flesh one day. I said, I'll run all of you out and your mama. I'm not going to be cleaning your room. The devil is a lie. The word servanthood is no longer popular. The word submission is no longer popular. Then you wonder, why you ain't married yet? I'll tell you why. You're not married material. Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. Nobody wants to give care. Everybody wants to receive care. Amen. Wife don't want to submit to their husband. Husband don't want to submit to their wife. Children don't want to submit to their parents. Even employees. You talk about big mess. We need to change our ways. Everybody wants to go bigger, higher, greater, best looking, best dressed, best in style. But somebody got to be willing to do the work. Because if we continue the way we are going, the result of that is that we begin to war against ourselves. That's why you get into the homes now. Our homes are dysfunctional. We are fighting each other. Blacks fighting white. White fighting black. Men fighting women. Women fighting men. Now, women want to look like men now. Men want to look. The devil is a lie. And some people have got so bad, they will do anything, even in the church house. They will do anything to cut you down. They will do anything to get a title, to get a position. But where is that spirit that says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? All this other stuff will be added. Let me say this in conclusion. I see my wife standing. That's a way of saying, Negro, shut up. That's enough for today. When you decided to serve, make sure your heart is right. Did you hear what I said? Don't serve for selfish motive. Don't serve for personal agenda. Your motive shouldn't be, how can I be recognized? How can I be acknowledged? How can I be validated? Not too long ago, and the Lord protected me, councilman. I was just trying. This preacher here suggests the idea, let's just celebrate some people. I said, that's a good idea. So we decided to celebrate some people. And the Lord protected me. I didn't pick them. I turned to the deacons and to the deaconess and to the preacher. I said, yo, tell me the names of people we can recognize. It. Will you believe some people have an attitude because their name is not called? That exposed your motive. Why are you doing what you're doing? And the Lord protected. If it has been the pastor, then, oh, those were his buddies. I ain't got nobody. I look to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help comes from nobody but God. Your deacons pick who they're going to be. Your preachers pick who they want to be. Your deaconess pick who they want. I just celebrate them. Oh, what about me? You need to hush and sit down. And for those of you who are not serving, I'm trying to teach you how to be blessed. There are blessings serving God. Jesus, the last day of his living, he got up from the table, stood down, took towel, washing everybody's feet. They said, Reverend, what are you doing? He said, if you really want to go up, you got to learn to serve. You know what I'm trying to teach you? Don't be like a fig tree. Just sitting down. Looking pretty and bringing no fruit. Amen. You know what Jesus said about you? He cursed that tree. You want to know if you're a candidate for the curse? I'll tell you, I love you enough to tell you. If you're just taking and you're not giving back. If you're just receiving and you're not contributing nothing, ask yourself, what ministry in this church? What are you doing in this community to make Central Louisiana better? Don't just be a taker, be a giver. You won't want to date a woman that's just taking from you and giving you nothing. Dump her. You tell your pastor, say, you no good. Give her my phone number. See, Kunte, say, you no good. Somebody needs to preach the gospel. You give so that you can receive. Don't just be receiving. What are you giving? Even in your family, what are you giving? In the community, what are you giving? Jesus said, why are you taking up space? Receiving the sunshine, consuming the water from the ground, and you're bearing no fruit? But I will say this in conclusion. How many times have I concluded? Honorable Davis, I'm just messing with them. You see, when you do what I'm asking you, you will never lack anything. You will never have to beg nobody for nothing. God said all this other stuff will be added to you. Psalms 103 gives you an idea of what will be added to you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse number 2, bless the Lord, O my soul. Then say, there are benefits. When you sing in the choir, there are benefits. When you work in the nursery, there are benefits. When you serve in the kingdom, there are benefits. Brother, pastor, how you know? Verse 3 says, number one, he will forgive you. Not some of your mess. All. Every messed up. Every mistake. You can walk clean. In law practice, we call that expungement of your record. You know why I walk around with an attitude? My record has been expunged. Oh, glory. I feel like shouting. You know something else? In verse number 3, he said he healed. I don't know if it's just me. I've been sick to the point of death. The Lord healed me. Are you listening to me? Do I have a witness in the house? Have you ever been healed? Those are some of the benefits. Amen. He will crown your head with wisdom. I entered the room. I changed the atmosphere. How can a boy from a remote place in Africa, what do I know? It takes the wisdom of God. So when you open your mouth, everybody tune in. He will crown your head with his loving kindness. He will satisfy your mouth. Oh, glory. Good things. You want to go to any restaurant? You can afford it. And you don't tiptoe going in. You walk in like a king. I like it when Obama walked in. Just, I have a right to be here. Amen. Your youth is renewed. You feel me? In conclusion. Find you a spot in the kingdom of God. It doesn't have to be this church. Any church. Any work of the kingdom. Make sure you're not just receiving. The air you're breathing right now, you're receiving. The sunshine out there, you're receiving. The rain the other day, you're receiving. Protection over your life, you're receiving. The job you have right now, you're receiving. Don't just be a taker. In fact, you ought to be rushing to the house of God and say, where can I serve? If you have a pastor that won't let you serve, that's the devil. Tell him, Kunta Kante, say, you the devil. There's plenty of work to do in the kingdom of God. Find you a spot and do it whether anybody remember to say thank you or not. The things you do in secret. I better stop. Everybody stand. God will reward you openly. Openly. He will celebrate you. He will bless you. He will bless your children and bless your grandchildren. Even when you are dead, he keep on blessing you. I want to pray with somebody. Now you got to be real now. Keep it 100. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I want to do more in the kingdom of God. I want to help to row the boat. I won't let my age, I won't let my health condition, I won't let my job, nothing. I want to be a blessing to my generation. Maybe you're a preacher. Maybe you're a pastor. Maybe you're a deacon. Maybe you're a lay person. Lord, here am I. Send me. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to come. And I will pray with you as I'm praying for my own sake. Brother Davis, you don't know me. I ran for Senate and I lost. And I got mad. I say, I'm through with these people. I'm already blessed. I'm just trying to go to the white folks and say, there's a big part. Cut some for my people. My political agenda is simple. Give us a piece. I didn't ask you not to eat, but we deserve some of this. My people didn't see it. So I said, fine enough. I don't lack nothing. You want to stay in Egypt? That's fine. Now the Lord said, no, you can't do that. Get up, keep on serving. Whether anybody recognize you, whether anybody remember you, whether they even appreciate what you do. What you do behind the scene, I will reward you openly. Now, he put me in a place, I'm more powerful than people who are in office. I become a kingmaker. All the way from the jungle. Serving the Lord pays. Believe me when I tell you, position yourself that God can use you and bless yourself, sir. Maybe you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I need God to intervene in this situation. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Take it to God in prayer. You're the one God sent me to. Find your way to the altar right now. We're getting ready to pray. You say, Lord, here am I. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. One songwriter say, as long as I live, I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. Forget the accolades. Make yourself available. Say, Lord, use me. If you need a pastor, use me. You need a teacher, use me. You need somebody to cook. Here am I. I cook for you. One lady told me, all I can do is make Kool-Aid. And she made Kool-Aid, mama, until she died in this church. Everybody got talent. Hold somebody's hand. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, I thank you. Thank you, oh God, even as you are our leaders in the community at the altar. Touch them right now. Lord, I thank you for open doors in our lives. We present ourselves as a vessel of honor. We come before your altar. Give us another chance. Give us another chance to serve you. Another chance to worship you. Another chance to give back to you. Oh, the harvest is plentiful. What is missing are laborers. Lord, send us out. In business, send us out. Use us, oh God. In ministry, use us, oh God. In politics, use us, oh God. In community leadership, use us, oh God. In our family, we present ourselves to you. Use us for your glory. Lord, thank you for the promise. You said it, we heard you. No man who have left their father, their mother, their brother, their sister, their cousin, their nephew, for the sake of the gospel, you will never go without reward. in this life and in life to come. Glorify yourself in our lives. From the pulpit to the pews, from the crack house to the White House, we present ourselves, oh God. Bless us coming in, bless us going out. The step of our good man, the step of our good woman are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps. I cover all these ones before the altar with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Everything you need to serve in the kingdom of God, to make this world a better place, God will supply all your needs. I thank you for it. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Give God the loudest amen.
Amen.
It is so. In Jesus' name. I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you, my brother, Jimmy Davis. I thank you, sir. I pray the Lord will bless you. Amen. The things that are impossible with men. Oh, glory. They are possible with God. Thank you for making yourself available. The best is yet to come. Amen. Come on, give the Lord God a clap offering. Come on, come on. Let's celebrate God. I love you all. I bless you. If you're looking for a church home, after the benediction, my wife and I will stand right here to receive you. If you're a candidate for baptism, or you're looking for a church home, or you just want to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, we are here to encourage you to receive you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor